Hey guys, it's your girl Billy McQueen here. I've missed you guys. Hope you guys have had an awesome June. Can you believe that it is about to be July? Like, the year is really just not slowing down for anybody. But I'm excited to bring you this podcast. I'm always trying to, at this point, be really strategic. And really patient when it comes to these podcasts, because not only is it my hope that, you know, this can, you know, help you out as far as whatever you're going through on your journey, but my hope is that you can pass this along to someone else. That could be kind of like a domino effect. And we can just create this culture where, you know, once we receive this information, we're not trying to keep it in, not trying to hide it. We're just willing and excited just about sharing it with other people so that they too can live this purpose-driven life and this life of just pure happiness, you know, designed based on, you know, our unique DNA, whatever God intended for us to do and intended for us to be. Like, how awesome would that be? Like, that gets me so excited to think that you can just be consistently surrounded by those people. Y'all, that gets me going. But I'm going to jump into it today. Today, I'm going to talk about fear. And I'm going to try and keep it really general. I may hit some different topics like fear in relationships or work, all that stuff. But just in general, I want to talk about fear. Oh my gosh, like, who has not been afraid? But the issue is, and be clear, these are experiences that I've had myself. So there's no judgment here. There's no side eyeing here, no shade. All that stuff is, you know, for another platform. We keep it transparent over here. Fear is not a stop sign. And so many times I can look back and I can see where I stopped doing something out of fear. I stopped myself from meeting somebody out of fear. I stopped a project out of fear of what people were going to say. I stopped, you know, I stopped working out because I was afraid. It was one point where I had lost so much weight and I was just stuck on the last 20 pounds. And out of fear, I just stopped. Because I thought, well, you know what? I guess I'm just not going to lose this 20 pounds. You know, the talk that I was giving myself was not positive and on the same path that I had been on when I had lost the first, you know, 50. You know, things had changed. And I let fear consume me and become a stop sign. And that's what we have to stop. You know, you have to feel that fear and do it anyway. You can't get rid of it. You know, it's not like fear, you know, you can conquer it and then boom, bam, boom, we good. It's not going to, you know, creep around the corner anymore. That's not going to happen. You know, you have to acknowledge the fear and move beyond it. Move beyond it. Every successful person that you can think of has dealt with fear. You know, what if Obama, you know, in his heyday was just like, you know, I'm scared something might happen to my family. I'm scared that something might happen to me. So you know what? Let me stay in my comfort zone and I'm not going to run for president. You know, what if, you know, think of a relationship that you admire. I love Pastor Franklin and Megan Good. So, you know, what if Megan Good say, you know what? I come from a completely different background than Pastor Franklin. You know, he's practicing celibacy and I'm not a virgin. So, you know, we're never going to be together. Like, what if she let her fear just stop her from experiencing the one that God had for her? We would never have the book, The Weight. You know, she would never be using her celebrity in a positive light to promote God. Like, that what if? Oh, you guys, it's serious. And be clear, it's not of God either. God did not give us the spirit of fear, but it is an emotion that we have to go through. And today, very strategically, I'm just going to give you guys four steps to really get through this fear. I just wanted to, you know, give you guys a little segue into it. I want you guys to write this down. When you see people with great accomplishments, you assume what? That they didn't go through any failures? Come on now. How many times have we seen on Facebook or read in a book where such and such, this awesome entrepreneur, you know, failed 10 times before they became the person that they were today? How many times have we seen, looking back to Megan Good, for example, where she says she was in so many terrible relationships before she found the one? Like, you gotta feel that fear and move beyond it. Like, who wants to live a life full of what ifs? What a terrible life to look back over and say, man, what if I gave that person a chance? What if I put forth that effort and really went for that promotion? What if I went forth and completed the vision that God gave me? What if I started that nonprofit? What if I became the doctor that I always dreamed of? What if I took that leap of faith? Oh my gosh, like, when I think about that, it makes me so sad just to think about how many people actually live that way and aren't trying to change. Y'all, we gotta change. No more what ifs. Let's change that to when. When you become that doctor, when you meet the love of your life, when you get that promotion, speak that stuff into your life. Have that stuff in your conversations. Write that stuff down in your journals. Make sure you're speaking that when you're praying. It's crucial. Sometimes, you guys, the only thing that's standing between you and your dreams is you. You're letting that fear manifest into something that it doesn't need to be. Again, feel the fear, you guys, and do it anyway. Okay. I felt like I was preaching for a second. I'm getting excited. I'm going to break it down. 4 steps, you guys. We are going to defeat fear. Again, remember, write this down. We can defeat fear, but guess what? We can't get rid of it. You know what I'm saying? Let's acknowledge the emotion when it happens and move beyond it. So here's the first step. You guys may be able to guess it. The first step is to go through the emotion. Okay? For example, when I'm scared of something at this point, in this stage in my life, when something scares me, whether it be in a relationship, and we keep it funky over here. So I'm dating now. It's so scary for me. I feel like I'm the rustiest, dustiest chicken in the game right now. Like, I don't know if people honest, being honest out here. I don't know if they run a game. I don't know if my jokes are corny. I'm so out of my element because I'm so used to just worrying about B and not even being consumed with relationship talk or banter or want or any of that, right? So I had to take a moment because I was letting fear direct my life, and that's not how it goes. Obviously, I want to be in a relationship. I want to be married. I want to have a whole bunch of beautiful, black, gorgeous babies. And that's not going to happen if I continue to exude this fear, like have this energy about me that like I'm scared of relationships. So what? Granted, it's been some mishaps, but what I'm doing now, I'm actually writing stuff down. Like I'm going into like a cocoon, which you'll hear me mention this a lot on this podcast. I go into a cocoon and I feel the emotion. If I feel the need to cry for a second, to be like, oh my gosh, like what am I about to get myself into? I do that. If I'm feeling the need to write in my journal, by all means, I'm writing whatever I'm feeling down in my journal. And then after that, I pray. That prayer may turn into a little shout. It may turn into a little cry, but I'm going through the emotions. And going through the emotions, my best friend Ryan, he just suffers with me. Ryan, bro, I love you. I'm so sorry for taking you through this little roller coaster. Because, I mean, that's what it is, you guys. When you're going through the emotion, it's going to be a roller coaster for a second. But accept it. Go into what I like to call your little cocoon. You know, light your candles. Write it out. Cry it out. Scream it out. Talk it out. But get it out. Okay? Step number two. Plan your progress. Take a deep breath. And write this stuff down. Now, y'all know I'm the purpose planner. That is who I am. That is the gift that God has given me. That's the revelation that he has blessed me with. And that I want to share with you all. Let me tell you, the organization, the confidence that just comes from writing it down is unbelievable. Like, you literally get so much direction when you just start writing stuff down, making it clear, making it plain. And that scripture, Habakkuk 2:2, write the vision, make it plain. So whatever it is, don't think it's, you know, not important. If it's work-related, relationship-related, write that stuff down. Your fear is going to want you to, you know, be obsessed and, you know, constantly maybe go over overthinking your head about all the problems. But don't do that. Write it down. You know, you can't control the future anyway. Be in that moment. Be where you are right now. So let's continue this. I'm using relationships for an example. At this point, I got to write it down. Like, I have to grab my purpose notepad and say, I will be in a healthy, happy, God-led, beautiful relationship where there's communication, where there's respect, where it's just, it may not be for everybody, but to a certain degree, I never feel like you want to kick somebody's dream when it's down. So I want the fairy tale. And fairy tale meaning I want him to literally not just act for the moment, not just based on a fleeting feeling, but to really love me like the Bible says. That's my fairy tale. To be loved like the Bible says you should be loved in a marriage, in a relationship. That's what I want. So I got to write it down. And I have to realize too, when I write this down, this will take time. This is not going to be a microwave situation where I put my popcorn in the microwave, you know, I turn on my Netflix and then bloop, my popcorn's done. Nope, the love is not going to work that way. The relationship is not going to happen that way. And it's okay. It's okay. I have to be in the moment. And in the moment right now, I'm not in love. But in the future, I will be. So you guys, again, I'm about to throw another scripture. And you guys can take this how you please. But I would. It's so important to write these things down. Another scripture that comes to mind is Matthew 6:34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Your job at this moment isn't facing what you fear, but planning to face it. While you're planning, don't execute or fret, just plan. So I suffer from overthinking. So I get it, y'all. I can relate to y'all. I go through every possible scenario of what can go wrong. And guess what? Every single time it drives me crazy. Trying to go through the what ifs, y'all. We're not living like that. So plan it out. Be in the moment. And like the scripture says in Matthew 6:34, do not worry about tomorrow because tomorrow will worry about itself. Okay? Number three, watch the path, not the obstacles. Y'all, come on. We already know these obstacles gonna pop up. It is not a surprise anymore. We some of us listening to this podcast, we grown, okay? Some of us got kids. Some of us been in marriages for 20 years. Some of us have been in the workforce for 30. Like, we, even if you've been in the workforce for 2 years, for 6 months, the obstacles are going to come. So what you gonna do? Every time it's a problem, you gonna run? Or are you going to face that problem? Every time it's an obstacle, are you going to just solely focus on that obstacle Or are you going to give your attention back to where it should be? And that's on your overall goal. Where your attention goes, your life goes. As you're taking these steps towards overcoming your fear, which will lead you to your destiny, focus on that. You know, you don't want to just glue your attention just on everything that's going wrong. That's why I live by the quote, what you focus on grows. And granted, you guys, nobody's perfect. I'm not perfect. So sometimes I mess up. And thankfully, I have the tribe around me to remind me, like, yo, you focusing on this a little too long. Let's bring it back in. Let's get back to what's important. You know, I have these quotes around me. I have these things around me because, you know, just in case my people aren't available, maybe they're going through something, maybe they're busy. You always have to encourage yourself. So it's really important, you know, just to make sure that whatever it is, whatever a conversation, quote, scripture, affirmations, they can play in your head when you're going through these experiences. So what you focus on grows. So are you going to focus on every little detail that's not right? Or are you going to focus on your overall goal? So for me, you know, we're correlating this to relationships. So am I going to focus right now on every relationship that has failed? And whoo, y'all, I could write a book. It's a list. It's a laundry list at this point. And I can laugh now. It may not have been funny when I was going through it. It may not have been funny for my friends. Whoo, shout out to my friends. I love y'all. But looking back and being in the moment that I am right now, I'm glad I didn't stay in those moments. I'm glad I wasn't just stuck. I decided to move forward because at the end of the day, just because that doesn't work out, that particular relationship, it doesn't mean that love will never be, you know, in my story, that I'll never be married. Nope. I refuse to do that. Okay. We're going to hit number four, which is the last one. Celebrate each step. If you live this way, you guys, if you push beyond your comfort zone, I promise you, not only would it be rewarding, but you'll have a revelation one day and realize that you're actually serving your purpose. Boom. See how everything in life just comes around full circle? You got to love how God works. You gotta love how awesome he is. You guys, when you make these steps, you know, you've overcome the emotion, you faced it, you've planned the progress, you know, you've stayed focused on the path, even when the obstacles popped up. Now it's time to celebrate. Now it's time to acknowledge, like, I'm making moves when just a couple of weeks ago or just last month, you know, however long you take, depending on what it is, you know, I was in a cocoon. Now look at me. I got wings. What? How awesome is that? How awesome. You guys, just because I've had so many bad experiences, I have my laundry list of relationships that were just, you know, toilet water. It doesn't mean that I'm not going to celebrate when I realize, you know what? I actually like this quality in a guy. I actually like that I'm taking this chance and I'm learning more about this individual, you know, or relationship wise, again, that's what we're focusing on for me. You know, I'm going to celebrate when I have a new revelation about myself. Because not only is it a growing process, just learning other people, but I'm learning myself too. I'm going to celebrate. You know, I'm going to have my little cha-cha moment. You know, I'm going to go out. I'm going to take myself out on a date. I'm going to have those moments where I'm just excited. And I'm going to tell my friends about it. It's a step forward. When, again, just a few months ago, I was in a cocoon about it. You guys, whatever it is, if you're fearful of relationships, if you're fearful of that promotion, if you're fearful to become an entrepreneur, or maybe you're fearful of trying new foods, whatever it is, nothing's too small, nothing's too big. I want us to get into this habit of overcoming it. You know, not looking back. And it's so funny. You know how people give you that quote, like, you know, people are on their deathbeds and they're kind of going over their life and saying, you know, man, what if, having that regret? We're not trying to get to our deathbeds, let alone, you guys, what I'm praying and I'm hoping this podcast does. Let's not get to the end of the year. Let's not get to our birthdays and we're reflecting back on, you know, decisions and experiences. And we're like, man, what if? Let's not get to that point. Let's not live in this moment of regret, in this moment of fear. What is fear? You got to look fear in the face and be like, nah, bruh, we moving forward. I'm going to overcome you. I'm not going to let you entrap me. I'm not going to let you be, you know, the decision maker in my life, because I'm greater than you. My people, you are greater than fear. And that's it. You know, I'm going to go through this list one more time. You know, a few things to help you get over fear. Go through the emotion. Plan your progress. Watch the path. And watch the path, not the obstacles, and celebrate each step. You guys can see this kind of written out in the comment section. If you have any questions, you can always hit me up. On Instagram, it's Billy McQueen. On Facebook, it's Billy McQueen. I'm so happy to answer any questions that you guys may have. And just remember, I'm so here for you. I am your cheerleader. I am supporting you. And whatever it is that you have been destined to do, fulfill it. Whatever it is, move past that fear and make it happen. I love you guys so much. And I will holler at you guys on the next podcast.